Hello, I hope everybody's doing well. It is a nice, warm evening on June 16 of 2012. And I just wanted to ask a question, if anybody has ever had the opportunity to do this, because I'm just curious. Has anybody ever compared Verizon and Sprint's 3G networks? And if so, are they equal on average in performance, or is Verizon's perhaps a little bit better? And I ask this question because where I'm currently located, which is in Bakersfield, visiting my sister. Sprint data over here has never really been quite what I would call up to par. Sometimes it gets so bad that my phone actually says it's on GPRS and not 3G. And sometimes it's just as bad and it says 3G still. So even the phone gets confused, I think. But there's times when data on this thing is, a dial-up internet connection would actually be an improvement. There's times when it is that bad. But then there are times when the average that I've seen on the Sprint 3G network is, well, around here, it's anywhere from, 64K to 128K, sometimes a little bit more. We're talking kilobits per second connection speeds here, not kilobytes. We're talking kilobits. The best I've ever seen on the Sprint network is something like, I have seen almost 768 once here. It was like 8:30 in the morning. And then one time when I was sitting at a parking lot, I saw 100 and, actually it was about a 1 Mbps, 1 megabit per second I saw. But that was only once. Most of the time I've seen anywhere from 64 kilobits per second up to, let's call it 300 kbps on average. Definitely not what I would call, at times it's good enough for audio, but sometimes it's not even that good. And you can forget about trying to watch videos on this thing, on the network. And since you can't force roam, I'd love to be able to force roam, especially after the outage we had the other day. Earlier this week, where I couldn't receive calls, I couldn't make calls, and text messages also were out. Data, although funnily enough, worked as fine as can be expected. So that was interesting. But in a case like that, I wish I could force roam, but that is not permitted. So I'm just curious if anybody has had the ability or capability of comparing the Sprint and Verizon 3G networks. If I ever have the opportunity to roam to Verizon long enough, I want to do some file download tests. I have done streaming audio over Verizon's 3G network, and it's pretty solid, but I'm never roaming more than like a mile or two as I'm going down the road. So I've never been in a Verizon coverage area that's not also a Sprint coverage area, which means that I would be in range of Sprint and not roaming. I've never had that capability, so in order for me to test that, I'd have to be purposely roaming on Verizon, which I, of course, can't. Like I said, I can't force myself to do that, so I basically have to have no Sprint service in order to get onto Verizon's network. But I'm wondering if there is a difference between the two networks, if one is better than the other, or if they're about equal. Just curious if anybody's had a chance to play with it or whatnot. That'd be interesting. So, everybody have a good day. I might do some more of these later on.